This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got the regular Thursday report on first-time claims for unemployment benefits this morning, up again last week. Third week in a row, by the way, going in the wrong direction. Not by a lot, to be clear, and still close to the pandemic lows we hit at the beginning of the month. But I'm obliged to remind you here that close to pandemic lows is still a long way from back to normal. And a new report from AARP shows just how not normal the labor market is right now for women at their mid-career and beyond. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
The survey of women 40 to 65 found more than 40% had experienced some work interruption during the pandemic. And for those who were still jobless in June, nearly 70% had been unemployed for 6 months or more.
It's pretty scary.
Susan Weinstock is vice president of financial resiliency at AARP.
There's so many implications down the line for jobs, for savings, for retirement, for financial stability.
In most recessions, older workers have a harder time finding a job and often end up with lower pay when they do, says Monique Morrissey at the Economic Policy Institute.
This is not a typical recession.
Because of the pandemic, older workers may also have health concerns about returning to work. And women particularly have been affected by disruptions to school and caregiving.
People who are caring for young children, caring for their spouses, and caring for parents.
30% of the women surveyed reported taking care of a child or grandchild, and 1 in 10 were caring for both a child and an adult. The numbers were even higher for Black and Latinx women. C. Nicole Mason heads the Institute for Women's Policy Research.
Many women of color relied, during the pandemic and even before, on familial care.
Older women of color disproportionately lost jobs during the pandemic and may face discrimination in the labor market, even if they can return, she says. Ofer Sharon is a sociologist at the University of Massachusetts Amherst.
I think many people have the wrong perception that right now it's easy to get a job.
So if you can't, unlike during the height of the pandemic or even the Great Recession, he says, it's more likely to carry a stigma. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.